This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many businesses in St. Louis and St. Louis County are reopening their doors to customers. Local stay-at-home orders were lifted Monday. That leaves restaurants, hair salons, and other businesses to figure out how to serve pent-up demand from consumers eager to leave the house while keeping everyone safe. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports how things are going so far.
Inside Sola Salon in Crèvecoeur, Sarah Young sweeps up hair from her last client and sprays down the styling chair. It's her first week back in the salon, and she's completely booked. But she's taking a lot of safety precautions, like wearing scrubs, antimicrobial shoes, a mask, and her hair is tied in two tight braids.
For me, like, I like to make sure that I take this outfit off before I go get in my car because, you know, I just don't want to be transferring stuff around.
Young is one of many business owners in the St. Louis region trying to figure out what it looks like to get back to work and keep people safe during a pandemic. There are some official restrictions on occupancy and sanitation, but a lot is left up to individual businesses. For Young's clients, it's a new routine. Send a text when you arrive and wait in your car. Before entering the salon alone, put on your mask. Then get your temperature taken and sanitize your hands. It's a lot of extra steps. But Young says, for the most part, clients have been happy to do whatever it takes to get their first haircut in almost 2 months.
We have had a couple people try to sneak in the door and we're like, no, you can't come in yet. You know, they're like just excited to be here.
Many people, tired of staying home, are looking for a glimpse of their pre-pandemic life. Earlier this week in Kirkwood, Dave Siegel stopped by his favorite sports bar and grill, Ice and Fuel. It used to be a part of his almost daily routine. Since he was temporarily laid off, he's been missing that communal aspect even more. Reached by phone while at the bar, he says the experience is a little different now.
Well, normally I'd always be up here with some buddies and we'd play touchscreen games or some darts or some pinball or some golden tee, and they've got all that out of the building as of right now. Hadn't really thought about that until today when came in and, you know, realized everything is kind of gone.
Siegel says going to the restaurant beats being bored at home, and he plans to keep going so long as he feels others are acting responsibly. Corey Harris, who manages the bar and grill, says people seem happy just to have a place to catch up with each other. It's her job to make sure everyone follows the rules. Sanitize your hands, stay in your seat, and don't order from the bar. She says so far, so good, but she does feel like a bit of a buzzkill.
The problem is as it goes on more, I think people will get tired of it and not listen as much. But I mean, yeah, I really haven't had anything that's made me feel uneasy. You know, hopefully it'll stay that way.
While some business owners are adjusting to the new conditions, others worry that no matter what they do, it still won't be safe to operate. Laura Bonfanti owns a tattoo parlor in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood, Cousin Paul's Tattoo. She doesn't feel ready to work in close contact with clients, but she says staying closed is wiping out her savings. Her landlords have cut her a break on rent, but now that she's allowed to reopen, she worries they won't be as patient.
If we don't go back soon, you know, there won't be a business to go back to.
She ordered face shields for the artist in her shop and has added more disinfection protocols. But even though she will require clients to wear masks, Bonfanti worries about taking on liability if someone gets sick. She says the city government is putting personal service businesses in a tough position.
They say you can open, but you have to follow CDC requirements of being 6 feet apart. So we can't do both of those in our case. It's not possible.
Like Bonfanti, many business owners are still struggling to figure out when and how to reopen. Some with deeper pockets plan to wait it out through the summer. But as Bonfanti's bills pile up, she says the pressure to open is mounting. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.